You holding daf peches amar aleph on top. Again, leshal was it to b'shimin el oimer and said lo hayishon hin. There was no measuring cup of a hin in the base of Mikdash. And the sign was of chimah hayihin mishamish. What do you have to have a hin for? We didn't use anything with hin. You only start out with a chapti hin. So therefore, the top of the Gemara says no. So as mi ovi tachtov, that there was a kabbalah will soon see that there were seven measuring cups of lach. If so, if you don't have a hin, what else do you have in its place? So b'shimin shita was elamida yiserish shalugumachzah hoysesham. There was a special measuring cup of a lug and a half. That's what was there in the base of Midrash. And what did they use it for? Sheboi hoyumayde lachavite kohen gadol. That's what used to measure off the flour, the shemen for the chavite kohen gadol. That he used to use three lug of shemen in a day, and it was divided by lugumachzah baboiker and lugumachzah ben rabayim. So therefore, there was a purpose for having a measuring cup of lach of liquid to measure off the shemen of a lugumachzah for the chavitah of the kohen gadol. That's where Shimon holds. That was the seventh measuring cup. On this omrule, the chums of Basim Shimon know. You know how the kohen gadol measured off? He measured off like this. I'll tell you, measured off that he had a chatzi lug hoisishom. The efshal ishaya bechatzi lug. That listen, chatzi lug hoisishom. They had a chatzi lug. And there was also a measuring cup of a lug. Therefore, they used to pour off a measuring cup of a lug and a measuring cup of a chatzi lug. And that's how you would have the lug v'chatzi for the kohen gadol's shemen. Omar lehem, Shem Shimon said back, Afla devrechem, the lug layase, a chatzi salabat girsu was, some girsu, chatzi lug layase, you should not make a chatzi lug then. Why? Because revias hoistashon. There was a measuring cup of a revius halug. And so whenever you need a chapti lug, you want to do, take the double a portion. The eshla shav revius. Just use the revius of a cup, of the revius of a lug, and measure it twice, and you'll have a chatzi. So for what purpose did you have to have a chatzi, a lug? Elo, what's the answer? Zeh aklal hoyi b'midish. This was the klal of measuring cups in the base of midish. That kli shemeshameshes midizu, enem shemeshes midacheres. A kli that you use for this measuring, you cannot use to measure something else. Therefore, this chatzi lug was only meant to measure off a chatzi lug. And now when you had to measure off a lug v'chatzi to use half of this and a whole lug. Therefore, it was without kedon to make a special kli of a lug v'chatzi. Then it says in the Mishnah that Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadok Eimer, Shinosois Ho Yibhin. He holds it was only one measuring cup. It was the size of a hin. And it had lines on it to show where a chatzi hin was, where a vias a hin was. There were like scratches out on the cup itself. So, Mur says, Ma'ika ben Reb Meir Reb Yehuda. In the Brice before, the Mishnah starts off, Tan Rabbanin, it starts off saying the seven measuring cups. So first it says Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda started off to say that it was a revias lug, chatzi lug. He started out from the lowest upwards. And then Reb Meir started out the opposite way. Hin v'chatzi and the shlishos hin, he went upwards, downwards. So Mor says, Ma'ika, what's the difference? Ben Reb Meir Reb Yehuda, when you start counting the measurings upwards or downwards. So Mor says, Omer Reb Yechon says, V'irutzei midos ikar b'nayil. V'irutzei midos, that means when you fill up the kli to the top, let's say wine, so the top of the kli, it still goes above the kli before it spills over. Because of the thickness of the wine, it goes above the kli a little bit. So that little bit extra that's above the kli, that's called v'irutzei midos ikar b'nayil. Is that included in each measuring cup or not? That Laman Diyoma, the one that says, Mimata Lamala, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he started counting the measuring cups by saying a revius of a lug, and then a chatzi lug, the lug revius, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you start downwards, upwards. If so, Kisava Birutse, Yamidas Niskatsu, yes, it's all part of the Kiddush. Because what you do is you take a revius, and from that, a revius, and that's with the Birutusim, that's with the extra portion that's above the kli. In other words, like Rashi says, that really, that revius, one of the Moshe, cup, Meshram, Acherim, measuring cup, Meshram, that twice to make a Lusalvi, with Sobri Tusa, Shekolelu Amidos. And all these measuring cups, when you finally poured it in to another one to make it so big, it was all included. The Birtusim were all included. And that's really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the Revius, Yoyeblei Rachmanu LaMoshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Revius of a hin, a revius of a lug, the Yomel, and he said to Moshe, Shire, Dikra Ayla Lahu, Birutzin. Like when you measure, to measure twice, measure with the Birutzin. Because with the extra that goes above the clear, that's also included in the measuring. But the man, the Yom, according to Rabbi Meir, though, that holds me Malo Lamato, that no, that the first measuring cup was a hin. Good, so that had a little bit of Ritutsim on it. When you take all that and divide it in half, you don't have the Ritutsim anymore. It's Ksavar, he holds Biritutsim, Midas, Le Neskachu. That the extra measurement was not Neskachu, but Yol the Midas. And therefore, Vehin, Yoyiv Le Rachman Lamesha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the measuring cup of a hin. For Yomel, and he said to him like this, Shaya Boho, the Kronavki, Birutsim. In other words, like when you pour off from the hin to make it into a chatzin, the britzutzin extra gets lost. That's called nafke britzutzin. Therefore, that was not neskachu. So that's the difference how you measure. Abaye Rav Abaye says, no, the kuliyama, both of them all britzutzin and midas, ikulamem neskachu, ikulamem alo neskachu. Kubi, that's not the machloikis. Maybe it is neskachu, maybe it's not neskachu. For hocho be malayim komiflugi. Machloikis is about malayim full ones. You count it from up downwards. Ksava meleim. When the pasuk says full, it means shela yechsav lo yaser. You can't have a drop more or a drop less. You have to have the exact measure. When it says revius or chatin, it's the exact measuring. Man diyomo, don't know. We measure mimata lamala from down upwards is meleim. The pasuk says meleim. All it means to say is mainly shela yechsav. You should not have less than this measuring. Avo yaser, if you have more than you're supposed to, Malayim Karina Bay, that's still included in Malayim. That's not you mean how you count. Rashi says, Tehsir Shnayim Malayim Salas, Vodim Vishakli, Samandi Yamamalamalam Lamatik Savam Malayim Dafka, Taikrav Mizrak Shukli Lach, Shlayetsam Layetsam, Elo Hahin, Mechalabutar Shnechatsayin, has been Matsumsim, Chen Kulam. We hold Lamata and upwards, it just means you can add on as much as you want upwards. That's not Gemina. The Omer Mawa, we just say, Rabbi Shimon says, Lohayisham hin, there was no hin. Because there was no purpose of having a measuring cup of a hin. So Mawa says, Chura Shapa, Kromulu, Rabbi Shimon says, very good. The Rabbonim, Rabbi Shimon time is good. What's the purpose of a measuring cup of a hin? There was nothing measuring in hin. For instance, the Rabbonim, have a hin, the Ahu hin, the Yavid Moshe, the Shemin HaMishka. Say that hin was the purpose that Moshe Rabbeinu first made it for the Shemin HaMishka. When he was Moshe, all the Kalim, he used a hin. The pasuk says, Vishem and Zayas hin. So, Masav, one holds, Kivan do a Duris, Lehevi, Tzarek Lefi, Shohu Diavde. The Ignis, Shimon holds true. At that one time, Moshe Ben needed a hin, so he made a hin, and then he hid it. He did not need it anymore. But the Idach, Rabbanon hold, no, Kivan Devi, since it was then, it was always. He always had a measuring cup of a hin in the base of meat, in the meat, Mishkan. Omer Mawa, we just said before, the Yasmi of the Kuntra Mishimin, which other one do we bring instead of the hin? Tachtof. So Loisagad, the Mord, Loisagad, Lemaya, who says you have to add? Maybe there's only six. Samar says yes, Kadiyom Ravina Gemiri, Shtei Smichas. Ketziva, just like there's a Gemiri, there's a Loch, we'll have later, that he has a Kabbalah, there were two Smichas by Korban Tzibur. His Hachinam here also, Gemir is a Kabbalah, like for Moshe Beinu, the seven Midash Lach Hayu, that there was seven different measuring cups of Lach. The Midash and the base of Midash. So if what's the Shiloh, what was the seventh? And the answer the Mishnah says was, according to him, there was a Chatzi, a Lug v'Chatzi. It was a measuring cup to measure a Lug and a Chatzi. Then your blessed, it's something like Mishnah, there's only one big measuring cup, and it had like lines to know where a chatzi, where a revius is. Smor is the question, Velesle Sheva Midos. Is it true that there is not hold that there were seven different measuring cups in the Mishkan? So one teretz is, Leslo Enechnam, he holds there wasn't, there's only one measuring cup. Viboy Yisem, another teretz is, my Sheva, you know what the Kabbalah was, that there were seven, my Sheva Midos, Sheva Medidos. Means it measured off seven different things, but it wasn't seven different cups, it was one big measuring cup. It had the size of a hin on it. And there were a dotted lines there that you can measure it seven different ways to have the seven different type of measurings. But Enochan was only one big kli with lines on it to know where a chatkin, where a revius was, where a lug was. Here now the Mishnah says, Revius Mahoisa Mishameshes. What was the purpose to have a measuring cup of a Revius of a Lug? What did they need it for in the Migdosh? So Revius Maim LeMetzora. That by a Metzora, after it becomes healed up, the Pasuk says, Veshoker that the Tzipor Achas Akli Cherish HaMayim Chayim. There has to be Mayim Chayim in the Kli, and then the Dam of the Tzipor goes into the Kli. So how much water do you have to have in the Kli? You have to have a Revius of a Lug. That's why they need a measuring cup of Revius of a Lug. That's called Revius Maim LeMetzora. Or Revius Shemen LeNozir. A Nozir has to bring his Chalitz and Rikikim. So the day he finishes his Nazirus, and it's a lot of Moshe Mitzinai, that you have to have a Revius of Shemen with these Menachas. That's called Revius Shemen LeNozir. Now, Chatzilug, what was the purpose of having a measuring cup of a Chatzilug? Mahoyim Meshamesh, what was the purpose of it? So it's the purpose of Chatzilug Mayim LeSaita. By Yisaita, when they put to make the Mehamorim, so they have to take a chatzilug of mayim. So that's they have the shear of a chatzilug. And the chatzilug shemen l'toida. When you have a korban toida, so the lach meitoid, you bring with it the three minim of matzah. So that's lach l'mosh mesinat, the three minim of matzah has to have a chatzilug shemen. Now, uvaloi, yeah. So that's why you have to have a chatzilug. Now, of a lug, what do you have to have a measuring cup of a lug for? Or you might in the chol ha-menachos, a regular stam mincha had an isor and a flower, and a lug of shemen. A filu mincha shal shishim isorin, even though the mincha was made from 60 isroinus of flour, you had a lot of isor and a flour there, so the locher is, nois in law shishim lug, used to put 60 lugs of shemen. For every isor and of flour, you had to have one lug of shemen. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov in the Yagin and says, no, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that afilu mincha shal shishim yisor, even though you had a mincha that has 60 yisor in there, ein le'ela lugo. You only have to have just one lug of shemen, no matter how much flour you have. And he holds shenyanu, because the pasuk says, la mincha v'loig shemen, that no matter how big the mincha is, all you have to have is just one lug of shemen. Mashma, no matter how big the mincha is, still you only have to have just one lug. Then the din is shisha lapor, you have to have six lugim of shemen, which is a chatzi hin for a par. That's how much shemen you have to have in the mincha that's brought with a par. Arbo la'ayil, that's called revias hin, is four lugim, which when you brought an ayil for korbin, and shloisha la'kevis, that's so the first one, Abolayel, that's a Shlishahin. And now Shlosh Lekevis, that's three Lugim, that's a Revius of Hin, Lekevis. Shlosh Machz L'Menorah. And you have three and a half Lugim of Shemin for the Menorah. Machz Lug L'chol Ner. Every Ner, there were seven Nerus, and each Ner had a Chatzi Lug. So together you have three and a half Lugim of Shemin for the Menorah. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rebbe the Kokashalei. Rebbe was sitting there and he had a question like this. That his question was, Revius Leman Nimshecho. What was the purpose that this Revius Ahin had to have Meshicha mean, that had to have a Shem Klisharus on it? That it's Mekadosh, what comes inside it, for what purpose? E Mitzaro, maybe one purpose is for the Mitzaro, like the Mishnah says, what do we have a Revius for? It was for the Revius Mayim for the Mitzaro. Maybe it had to be Mekadosh the water for the Mitzvah. Samora says no. Chutzu, this thing where they made the Shechita and they put the Dam of the Tzipor into the Kli of Mayim, this was done by Chutz. But she says, Kol Maisa v'sha Nikmer v'lo v'yazor, was done outside in the Shah Nikmer, not in the Azora. So the kid doesn't have to have a Shem Kli Shura, so it wasn't Kodesh. V'nozir, Elma, you want to say for the Revius of Shemen for the Nozir? Nozir v'shchitas ayim hu de kodesh. You know what? He gave it the kedusha of the shemen for the nozir, not the kli that it was put into, but rather the shchitas of the ayil. When they shechted the korban, the ayil, that's what gave kedusha to the shemen. So for what purpose did they have to have the revius of the hin nimshach? So amalei Rabbi Chiyom shebo ho yumoidid lechavite kohen gadol revius shemen.
For every challah that the Kohen Gadol made, he used to have a revius of shemen. So that was the kiddush that was done with this kli, the revius of shemen.
There was three lugin. Shein shnei mos revius. It was 12 revius in.
Vayadar matisin lugu matzva beker. Shein shish revius in. It was 6 revius in. So the kitzah for each challah, there was a revius of shemen for each challah.
So Korah, the Gemara says, he called upon him the pasuk of Me'eretz Merchok Ishatzasi, like a man of counsel from a far country, like he was one of Rabbi Chiya Olam Bovel Eretz Yisrael, because Rabbi Chiya came up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, like a person from Bovel gave us the answer. Then the Mishnah says, Chatzi Lug Mahayim Shameshesh. What was the purpose of having a Chatzi Lug in the Beis Hamikdash? So as the Mishnah says, that was for the Shem and Latoida. It was a chatzi lug mayim l'soita, and it was also for the chatzi lug shemen for a toida. So Yosef Rebbe sat down with a kashla. He had a question like this: chatzi lug again l'man nimshach. For what purpose did the chatzi lug have to have a meshicha? Mean how to have its kedusha on it for? E soita, if we say now you have to have the mayim for the soita, for chichilun hu the tzricha l'kedusha. Was the water chulun that had to have its kedusha from this kli shoris mayim kedushim ksiv? It says the water was mayim kedushim. Some of the water came from the kiyur. So how did it ready its kedusha? So for what purpose did this chatzihin have to have kedusha to it? E toida elamai the shema that was used for the lachme toida. E toida lachme toida. The Gemara says the shchita toida the kachri. No, you know what gives it its kedusha? The shchita of the toida. So again, for what purpose did this kli, the chatzihin, have to have kedusha for? So amale Reb Shimon, similar Reb Shimon Barebi, sheboi hoye machalek chatzi lug shemen lechol v'ner v'ner. For every ner, we said you have to put a chatzi lug. So they used to put it there. They used to be machalek it. And vice versa here, the shemen received this kedusha from this kli. He answered back, Omele said back to him, Ner Yisrael Kachoyah. Like he praised him, as if to say, Ner, you're the Ner Yisrael. You're right, that was the Pshat. Omer Rebbe Yechon says that Omer Rebbe, name of Rebbe, Ner Shekovsa, let's say Ner that went out of the menorah in the middle of the night. So Nitshon HaShemin, Nitshon No HaPsilo, that they used to have to clean out the Shemin and clean out the wick. Rashi explains, Nitsha means like just like the psila can't be used anymore, who within the leftover shemen also cannot be used. Therefore, Ketzer, I said, what did they do? Mativa, used to like clean it out. Rashi says, it means shemashla, komashim, they used to throw out all the leftover oil, lachutz, for noisimbor, shemen, upsila cheris, umadlika, they put new oil and a new wick inside it. So, for noisimbor, shemen, umadlika. Now Yosef Reb Zrika sat down with Kami Berli, had a question like this: Kishu noisim bo shemen. When you used to put shemen in, kemidu rishayna, or kemoy shechosro. Again, you already lit this in there, and it lit half the night. So how much new shemen do you have to put in now? Just how much shemen is necessary for the rest of the night? Like how much was there just before? Or maybe no, you have to start all over again and put a chatzi lug of shemen in it. So Reb Yirmi Yapshitis Pshita. The kemidu rishayna, you have to put back the original amount you start out with. Because the kemosha chos, if you only want to go, but how much was left over now, mino yadinan, how are you supposed to know my chos, how much was missing, how much you should put in? The chitim, maybe you tell me the mishayla, yes, will be mishayla, listen, it went out now, there's still some shemen left over, even though that shemen you have to throw out, but let's measure how much shemen is there, and you only put back again that amount of shemen. Someone says, Mkain, if so, Sheva midos, nefesh lo midos tuva. Before we have, you only have 7 measuring cups. And according to you, you have to have a lot of different measuring cups to measure this small amount of shemen that's left over to know exactly how much shemen to put back in. See, if it's not mistava, you have to have a new measurement, but rather you spill out the old shemen in the middle of the night and you put in now the new amount again, how you start out with. So Korile called upon him again. The pasuk says, Vederach tzorach, roch of adov remes, another tzedek. And Rashi says, like Kolem Atzlocha, you had success that you answered the right answer.
Now the Gemara says, Itman Amr Yosef learned like this, that Amr Rabbi Yavu, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, V'yamr L'som say Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Amr Rabbi, Ner Sherkov saw one of the Neres that went out in the middle of the night. So Nitchan Hashem, they cleaned out the oil. Nitchan Apsil, they cleaned out the wick. Kate said, so what do they do? Mativa, they cleaned it out. For Noisim Boshem and Kemida Rishaina, they put a new oil, the measurement, how much you start out with. Oh, Madlika, they lit it now. Omer Rav Huna, Bered Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Sheshes, that Ner Shel Mikdash, the Ner in the base of Mikdash, was Shel Prokim. It came from pieces. So Shel Prokim, Mr. Shalom, what it means, but somewhere it just means it was flexible, that you could like bend it in and bend it out in order to clean it out. Like Tosis says, V'loy Shel Chulis, it wasn't really made out of pieces, that you could take it apart. It just means it was flexible, you could bend it in and bend it out. Why? When the Pesach says kikar, like one piece of gold, or nikshen, you should knock it out from one piece, a menorah v'nerasek, so it goes on the menorah itself, and the nerasek, and the top part of the nerasek, the top part of the candlesticks. So they also have to be out of the one piece of gold. Therefore, how do you clean it out? It must be, it was flexible, you could bend it in and bend it out. So, kivun de miboy ha-tovo, since you had to clean out the nerasek, he loved the prokem of it, wouldn't have been, it was flexible. But you have the metaibullah, you couldn't have cleaned it. Because it all made out of one piece, you can't take it apart. So therefore it has to be, we show prokem means it's flexible. Mates, we have a question. It says, Kate said, Oysa, how do you do now to clean it out? How do you clean out the neiros? So it says, Mesalkon, you would take them off, or Menichon Buyel, and put them down in the yoil, or Mekanchon, and clean them the smug with a sponge. Then you put in the oil of Madlikan and light it. So here it's mashma, it wasn't just flexible, but it's made out of pieces that you could take it off. Smor says true to Machlekes Tanoim, who diyoma kiyai tani, he says like this time of the tani, we learn like this. Chachom mam nechom say, loho yim aziza noisim am koimo. It was not moved from its place. Mechlau, it's a proof, di boi leli azuzay, motzi mozle, that if you wanted to move it, you could move it. Elarad Amos like this, Lahoisa Zozim and Koimoi. It did not move from its place. So kids the Chom hold that the Neros, the candlesticks, cannot be moved. Uman Chom, who are these Chomim? Reb Lezer, goes according to Reb Lezer, the tiny one like this. Reb Lezer, Reb Tzedek Omer, Kimintas Shel Zov Hoyolo. It had like, it was made from one piece of gold, one thin plate of, it was made, forget, of a thin plate of gold. Yeah, al gaba on top of each lamp. Kishu metiv, when they wanted to clean it, clean out the lamp, derech kafa pia, used to press it down towards the mouth of the lamp. And kishu noisim b'shem, when they wanted to put the oil into it, is derech kafa reisha, used to press down to the back of the lamp. So kitza, it was not movable, he can't take it apart, but our component was flexible, I mean you can move it back and forth, but not take it off. The Mor says of a plukta, the Ani Tinos and Hakas Machlokes Tanoim. The Tani run like this: Menoira v'Neiro Seh Boyis Menakikor. The Menoira itself and the lamps all came from one piece of gold. V'Yein Makochel Machtoseh Menakikor. But the other things, the tongues and the dishes, they were not made out of the same piece of gold. We have Nechem Yoyna Menoira Hoyseh Bo Menakikor. No, only the actual Menoira itself was made from one piece of gold. But v'lei nerusel, v'lios, not the lamps, v'lei makacher, not the tongues, v'umachtaseh, not the dishes, they were not made from one piece. Boyus minakika. So that's the machlekes, was the nerusel, was the lamps, that they come from the one piece, and they were not, he cannot take it apart, or no, it came from its own separate piece, that he could take it apart. So Moses says, b'may kevifik, what's the machlekes, told him, b'may kevifligi, Bahai Kru on this post of the time you were learned. The Pasuk says, Kika Zov Tor Yasser Oisai. Is Lamad Nulum, the comes to the Menorah, Shebo Mena Kikra, comes from a piece of gold. Minan, how do we know to say in the Rabbis Nero said that even the lamps also have to come from the same piece of gold knocked out? Talmud Lamed says, as Kola Kalum Eila, all these Kalum, even the Nero Seil. And so, Yoklaver thought to say, Shani Ma Bafman Kuchel Machos, even the dishes and the tongues also. Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, no Oisai. Only the menorah itself, and not the malkochel machtasel. Divrei Rabbi Nechemya, these are words of Nechemya. Sechur Kasha, the Nechemya, so Divrei Nechemya. But before he said, no, it is movable. So when it says, Trey Tenev, Libra Nechem, Takat Samachlekes Noim, exactly what Nechem you say. Rabbi Shua ben Korchweimer, Menorah Bo Men Akikor, only the menorah itself came from one piece of gold. But V'ein, Ma'akochel, Ma'achtosev, Nerosea, Bo Men Akikor. But the tongues and the dishes and the lamps did not come from the one piece of gold. It came from separate pieces. And so, V'yelamani, Mekamarod, with the Pasuk, as Kol HaKelum Eila, Kamzisha, Shoye, Kelum, Shalzov, that it was made from gold, but not from the same piece of gold. More is the question, Zov, gold, Bedik, Sivit, not clearly. V'yathisas, Nerosea, Shiva, V'elas, Nerosea, V'heir, Aleva, Panel, Makachem, Makhtosea, Zov, Tor. It says clearly that all these Kelum were made from gold. So what's the Chiddush? Samar said, "Lenitzuch elo lepi neiros." That mamish the tip, like the mouth of the lamps, is also made from pure gold. Because otherwise, Sakuta the Chemidich, I would have thought to say, "Hoy lepi neiros." Since the mouth of the lamps is the place where the wicks are, Ashkuri Mashkir becomes very dark and dirty. If so, Atera Chosam Amonim Shai Yisrael. Maybe the Torah has Rachmanis like. About the money of Israel, and therefore, beloved, Zahav Koldu, any type of gold is good. You do not have to have pure gold for this part. This will get dirty anyway. Kamashvila, no, even the pair of the lamp also has to have Zahav Tor. That's the Chiddush over here. The Nechnamni was not made from one piece. He holds that only the menorah itself was made from one piece of gold, but the other things in the menorah still was made from its own piece of gold, and therefore could be mamish be made to take off. All right, we'll stop here.